I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson rarely raised his voice on the field, putting up with endless taunts from racist fans and fellow players. But off the field, Robinson was an outspoken civil rights advocate. In 1963, he and his wife Rachel hosted a jazz benefit concert to help jailed freedom riders. When Jackie died, Rachel continued the tradition, using it to help fund the Jackie Robinson Foundation Education and Leadership Development Program. This Saturday, the foundation hosts Jazz in the Grass, only the second time the event's been held here in Los Angeles. For more, I've got Nicolette Robinson, no relation to Jackie or Rachel. She's a current foundation scholar at UCLA and will be performing at the benefit. Also with us, Jackie's daughter, Sharon Robinson, vice chair of the foundation. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sharon, I want to start with you. This concert has quite a backstory. It's in Los Angeles now, hasn't always been. Who's performed in the past and who will be performing with Nicolette?
Well, as you said, our first concert was in 1963, and it was to raise money for Dr. Martin Luther King. It was actually held at our home in Stamford, Connecticut. We've had all of the jazz greats from Dizzy Gillespie to Ella Fitzgerald. I could go on and on that have performed in the jazz concert. Before my father was alive, it was for various civil rights organizations, and then we continued it as an annual event for the Jackie Robinson Foundation after he died.
Let me turn to you, Nicolette. So tell me about who you were before you became one of the Jackie Robinson scholars and how you even got connected to this.
Well, St. Bernard High School is where I basically started heading towards where I am now. I was applying to go to UCLA, and I definitely needed financial support in that area, so I was looking for scholarship opportunities, and I came across the Jackie Robinson Foundation, and I applied, and I was so grateful when I found out I got in, and I got way more than I expected I was going to get. They've become a family to me. Coming from the high school that I came from, St. Bernard, it was a smaller school.
In the Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm, in the Los Angeles area. It was a very small school and family-oriented, and going from that to UCLA, which is a huge school, and you can, you know, get lost in the crowds.
That's a good point, because actually we have a 97% graduation rate, because we do see it as more than just a granting of money. We really do want to bring in all the elements and help a student and later a young professional be successful.
Sharon, what do you think makes the program so successful? When you talk about a graduation rate like that,
Our mentoring happens on multiple levels. We have peer-to-peer mentoring when our freshman comes into our program. We have an amazing staff that is available to the students 24 hours a day. We have board members who volunteer their time and their corporate sponsors who embrace our scholars and bring them in, offer them internships, and give them all kinds of support during their college years and as well as during their summers. And then hopefully they hope to bring them into their corporations once they graduate.
So, Nicolette, you are at UCLA studying mm-hmm. musical theater. Mm-hmm. What about mentoring? What are you getting? Who are you getting it from?
Well, probably the biggest event and the greatest thing, one of the greatest parts of it, was going to New York. And every year, all the scholars go to New York in March, and it's a big networking weekend. And you get to meet all these mentors and business people, along with all the scholars from all over the country. And we network with one another and meet one another, hoping to maybe work with one another in the future. And I've just gained so much from my peers as well. They're all so, they've motivated me, because they're all so inspirational, and they're all going towards somewhere. You know that our future is in good hands when you're with all these people. And also, on April 15th, which was Jackie Robinson Day, I was able to perform at the Dodger Stadium, at the Dodger game, and I'm sponsored by the Dodgers, which is awesome for me, because I've grown up in Los Angeles and the Dodgers are my favorite team. And so they've also been mentoring me and providing me opportunities to sing, which is what I want to do.
She was incredible, too.
Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're getting ready to perform again.
Yes, I am.
What are you performing?
I'm singing the song Lift Every Voice and Sing. And it was recommended to me by our musical director, Sylvester Rivers. And I'm very excited. It's going to be fun.
She's also going to be singing with Patty Austin and Catherine Bostic, Layla Hathaway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
We have Dave Koz coming, Clarence McDonald.
Wow.
So she's got a great cast to sing alongside.
Oh, yeah.
That is talent for days. And and Sharon, do you consider this a new form, or, it's been going on now sometime for your foundation, of civil rights activism since your father was so involved and so passionate?
Well, actually, our foundation is, absolutely, because, you know, we've got to have leaders out there to lead the next generation. So we very much, our scholars are selected because they have a commitment to community, and that commitment is expected of them throughout their college years, and we encourage them to continue it once they graduate. So we want them to really see themselves as a whole person, part of a larger community.
Sharon and Nicolette, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Farai. Thanks for your support.
Nicolette Robinson is a Jackie Robinson Foundation Scholar at UCLA. She'll be performing at the Foundation's Jazz at the Grass Benefit Concert this Saturday, and she joined me here in our NPR West studios. And Sharon Robinson is the Vice Chair of the Jackie Robinson Foundation and daughter of the late, great Brooklyn Dodger. You can find out more about the event on our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.